Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. This is Brianna, your host of the Shut Your Face podcast. You saw that little hesitation there. I'm trying to bring a little more to the introduction here, which leads me to that. So I, after almost 100 episodes, have not properly introduced exactly what this is. So to be 110% honest with you, I started this podcast in a form of retaliation and evidence purposes, I guess, because let's rewind. Somehow I ended up around a group of bitches that just didn't fucking like me. And so they started rumors and made my life hell for a couple of years. And needless to say, I ended up in a lawsuit that I filed, tried not to file, but ended up having to file, which still, to some, has made a difference. It some didn't. I mean, what would fact do or truth prove? Anyways, whatever. I digress. Which led me to create a podcast to show people that I was normal. These group of girls just made it out like they were bound and fucking determined to make me out to be somebody that I've never been my entire life. Like, I have never been the person that a lot of people think I am. And it's not funny. It's just It used to be very frustrating, extremely depressive. Like the depression that I went through, I don't wish on anybody. I have a newfound respect for things like postpartum and people that actually do suffer with depression. So to come out of that and be where I am now, I would have to say a lot of thanks to the podcast for that. Nonetheless, that's exactly why I made this. I made this podcast to give context and emotional relatability to who I am and my character as a person through conversations with people. I literally had a girl bully me on the internet for asking her very normal questions. That's how bad it was. Again, never been the person that these people think I am. So it led me here. And through that process, I have gained confidence. Because when you have a group of people and you feel like the whole industry is against you, like, it can weigh down on anybody. So it has helped me gain confidence, but it has also enlightened me. I like to learn about other people. So my initial thought was, okay, well, I'm going to talk to these people and show them that I'm normal. Like, there's, like, I'm perfectly cool. Like, literally had a girl. I made the comment once here recently that I don't make enemies very easily, and I really don't. She said, I literally saw you make enemies. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, one, she'll never talk to me on a like normal basis, but I'm sitting there thinking to myself, no, sweetie, I have never had problems with people until 2020, and I'm 40 years old. So anyways, I won my defamation suit because, you know, when you lie, you can't stand on it. So that helped a lot, I think, with the way people were able to kind of see what exactly happened, what exactly was going on. And some people are just dead set. They're just committed to not liking you, which is fine. Let them stay over there. But throughout this whole process and making this podcast and meeting all these new people and just talking to people that I were, you know, was friends with on the internet and stuff, it's really cool to learn about other people's history, their stories, where they got to where they are, what they've been through and not been through. It really humbles you, and it really makes you feel normal. It really makes you feel normal in a society that has now put a lot of emphasis on an environment, social media, where some things just don't exist. You know, I think that's one of the great reasons why we have TikTok now, because there's an emotional context to what you're seeing, and understanding and things of that nature. And a lot of people are flocking to TikTok for that very reason, because you just get a more genuine context of what you're dealing with. Whereas Facebook, I mean, you've got people posting shit that just, I mean, they could tell you the sky's purple and motherfuckers would believe it. But anyways, here we are. So this is my professional introduction to this podcast, Shut Your Face. I originally called it The Dark Hustle because I really wanted to emphasize on the fact that I worked at strip clubs. And for some reason, people thought that that's like wild. Like it's something, like I don't know. Like it's, I don't know. Like it's not anything. It's kind of funny. But anyways, I was mainly dealing with Bible Belt people, and that's, then I changed it to Shut Your Face, and that literally kind of is just how I feel. Like I was at the point of where, okay, we're just going to shut this shit up. We're just going to shut this shit up. And that's what we've done thus far, you know. You can hate somebody all you want. By all means, you have that right. You do not have the right to lie about them and attempt to destroy their character and who they are as a person. Like, ew. So, if you want some good listening, entertainment, some relatability of just things to kind of make you feel like you're not the only person going through whatever you're going through, you can come over here and you can listen to our shit. You can listen to me babble. You can talk to me. I promise you it'll be okay. I promise you that you'll get through it. And I absolutely promise you, you are not the only person that has been through it, gone through it, seen it, or whatever have you. So this space is really more about not treating people like shit, like I was treated, not ganging up on people, not doing that. Like, we're just not about that life. It's just no, well, I'm just not about it. So that's the kind of space that I wanted to create and the community that I want to build with this. So I'm glad that it's gone this far. I hope it goes for a long amount of time. And it's not for educational purposes. It's really sad I have to state that, but yeah. Apparently somebody wanted to make a comment about how you might want to make sure you get whatever right. This is entertainment. Please don't come for this. Like, for, I mean, we will state if something is very, very factual, but that's like going to Facebook for horse training advice. Don't do that.